Disability community awareness is started by Peter and Linda Tully in 2009 as they were passionate about ensuring people with disabilities get to live the life they want. The Fresh Futures Market is a post-skills option event where you can connect with local resources and support for your future. Welcome to our show, Peter.
Thank you and welcome. Thank you for welcoming me.
That's okay. Thank you for joining us.
Mm. Peter, could you tell our listeners more about the Brisbane Fresh Futures Market and the fact it's a post-school option event, please?
Sure. So the Brisbane Fresh Futures Market is on Wednesday week, the 9th of May, 2018. For the first time ever, this year it is held in the Brisbane City Hall. And with regard to your question around the post-schools options expo, the reason that it is called that is because the purpose of the Fresh Futures Market is to give two things. One, for families and participants of the NDIS to engage and explore options around service providers. And the second thing is for post-school leavers to think about who they might want to engage with or what activities they might want to do when leaving school.
Is the Fresh Futures accessible via public transport, Peter?
Absolutely, the event is accessible by public transport. One of the reasons that we worked extremely hard to move the event this year from the previous location of the last 2 years is because those who know Brisbane City Hall well, you may be aware that you can access it quite easily by a train or bus, which is directly opposite Brisbane City Hall at the King George Square Transit Centre.
Peter, we are wondering if you could let our listeners know, if they didn't catch it before, where the event is.
Absolutely. So this year, as I said, this year the event for the first time is held at the Brisbane City Hall in Brisbane City.
Finally, Peter, could you let our listeners know how they can get more information about the event?
So there's a number of ways you can get more information about the event. The first one is for those that are on Facebook, you can actually go to Facebook and type in Fresh Futures Market, and that will bring up the Fresh Futures Market event for all of the events for Brisbane, Ipswich, Toowoomba and the Gold Coast. But at the moment, because Brisbane is on Wednesday week, we are promoting the Brisbane event. So that's the first way, via Facebook. The second way they can get more information is by emailing one of the main organisers, along with Linda and myself, Teresa Madison. And her email address is teresa.madison@tafe.qld.edu.au. And of course, most of your listeners who hear from Linda and myself regularly, our email address is ipwich@asd.com.au. So they're the ways that people can find out more information about the Fresh Futures Market.
Well, thank you for that information, Peter, and we look forward to discussing with you maybe the outcome of that next month after it's happened. And thank you for always being so available to chat with us and be a part of our show.
That would be awesome to do a follow-up and let you know how the event went, and then we can also share with your listeners about the Gold Coast event, which is on Wednesday the 30th of May.
Okay.
So that would be awesome to do that.
Awesome. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your schedule to be available.
And thank you to the radio station and to all your listeners once again for all your support to disability community awareness and the Pacific market.
No worries. It's our pleasure.